Stadium Applause for the RKLs und ihre Live-Version des Stückes Never Thought That This Was Happen. Die haben wir jetzt gerade nochmal ausgekramt aus der Dachterrassen-Session, die sie für uns gespielt haben im Frühjahr 2014, als sie mich das letzte Mal besuchten. Heute sind sie bei mir, denn wir weisen nochmal auf das Konzert heute Abend hin von den RKLs in Augustines. Ein Dreamteam heute Abend auf der Bühne des Heimathafen. Bei mir im Studio sind Max und Mike von den RKLs und gleich kommen die Augustines noch vorbei und wir verlosen auch noch Tickets, die letzten Tickets für die Sold-Out-Show tonight. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal hello and welcome, Max and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're good.
Cool. How's the year been for you guys? You've been traveling a lot, right?
You know, that's what you sign up for, though. When you put out a record, you got to get ready to travel. But it's been great.
And that's a great, great similarity between the both bands that are going to play tonight, the Augustines and the RKLs. They're both hard-working, old-school rock bands, not afraid of being on the road for the whole year. That's what I really like and appreciate about you guys.
It's so inspiring playing with them every night because they bring it. It's so cool. We never toured with them before, but every night they put on a different show, but it's so inspired. It's so great.
And their sweat consists of tears or something. That's what I feel. It's like they're sweating out emotions. I'm not the most emotional person when I'm on a concert. I'll try to enjoy the thing. And if they play a sad song, maybe I'll go for a beer or something. You know, I want to party when I'm on a concert. But I've seen the Augustines for a few times and they made me cry, actually.
It's a very emotional experience.
Cool. So it's been nice to travel with those guys. So where are you coming from today, actually?
We were in Leipzig yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I like Leipzig. Apparently, the locals call it Heipzig.
I think they don't like Heipzig.
I don't, because I think there's too much hype around Leipzig because there's too many Westerners gentrifying the city.
People say that Leipzig is the Berlin of today, that because there's not too many people have moved there already. Gentrification has not hit the city as hard as it.
It's coming though, and they're worried.
And that's why they don't like if you. Because you make it worse, actually. So you've been on the road for a long time now, and you are like the Augustines, a band that is working with the surroundings that you have. You know, the industry is not working super well, but you're just going for it.
Oh yeah.
Now, and I'm asking myself, is a band like yours sometimes fantasizing about having been around in the 90s, or is that something that you don't even think about?
No. We're very happy to exist today. I mean, it seemed, you know, there's definitely some great rock and roll stories from back in the 90s. Yeah. But I also think everyone back then was just sort of like bloated, you know? Yeah. Everybody was just sort of like just swimming in piles of cash. It's not like we love being in the band because, you know, we feel great about our work and we get to meet interesting people. It's not about like just being like a fat rock star that's just like, you know, doing coke off hookers tits or something. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't even think about stuff like that.
No, but that's what you think about, like Guns N' Roses.
The cliche from back then. Yeah, that's totally right. Yeah. But I mean, the cool thing is that you're having more freedom maybe than you would have had in the 90s.
Oh,
because,
totally.
Because there would have been a major label that would be like, oh, the RKLs, they've had some success by now, so we're going to force them to redo the ballad of Hugo Chavez for 12 times.
Yeah, like we get to be more creative, I think, than bands were in the 90s in some ways, because we can, if we come up with an idea or a song, we can send it to our fans right away. We can come up with creative ways to connect with people, whereas I think in the 90s or 80s or whatever, you put out a record and you kind of put it into the machine and then they just did with it what they would.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas
we're busybodies. Yeah. Like we want to do things all day. It's exciting for us to be able to like connect with our fans immediately, to, you know, if we wanted to design a t-shirt, we could just do it and not ask anybody's permission. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And I think back in the 70s, 80s and 90s, if you were really, just like I said, if you were a band with a certain success, They would have forced you to record singles.
Yeah.
That's what they called singles. And that's, I think that's the worst thing that could happen to you as a band.
Yeah, creatively,
The worst thing that could happen is that single is going to be super successful and then you're playing a song that's been recommended by a fucking record company for years and years, hating it.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah. That's not happened. Since you guys, you just told us that you're busy bees and you like working a lot, and I really have the feeling that you're a workaholic with all the records you're putting out like every year. Are you currently working on new material already?
Yeah, when we're home, we're always sort of kicking around ideas. I went over to Mike's house a couple weeks ago, and we were working on some like home acoustic demos. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we always have new music kind of on the brain. It does take a little while to, you know, get the songs in shape to record. Yeah. So, you know, as soon as you're done one record, you kind of just start working on the next. That's the thing, like when you hear about like a director or something, finishes one movie, the movie might not come out for another year and a half, but you just start working on the next one. Yeah. So you just kind of line them all up.
Yeah, and that's something that has changed in a positive way, I think, for in the last few years with the major companies going down a bit, because I mean, that was super hardcore, like 5 to 10 years ago still, that you finished a record and then the record company probably told you that you have to wait for 1.5 years so they can promote the album. Mm-hmm. So that's something.
No, you can do what you want. And we're lucky in Germany. We have a great little indie label. It's a few guys that really care about the band.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun collaborating with them because, you know, they're in it for the same reason why we're in it. Just because they really love the music and they want to share it with other people.
The song we've just listened to, it has the nice lyric Woolly Socks and Birkenstocks in there.
Yeah.
So as I'm thinking about you working on new songs, and I've read that you had that line in the back of your head for years or something. Are you working like that? That you're thinking about lyrics first and then the music comes, or is that?
I'm kind of always thinking about both. I'm just pulling on my phone here because I have a notepad on my phone.
Yeah, I want some new. I want some new lyrics.
where is it? Okay, hold on a second.
These are the horny texts too, girls.
Yeah, come on now. So lately, and here's the thing about these ideas, 96% of them are terrible ideas, but you write them down and then
you have to.
Local legends is
local legends is a good topic, I think.
Local legends is a good one.
Yeah, because it might be a sad guy who's sad for not being known in other cities.
Yeah, no, it's true. I like the idea of local legend too, because I have lots of friends who in my mind are legends.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not popular people, but in our friend group, they're like legendary.
I'll like that.
What else do I got? Oh, I had one, Marks. So, Carl and Groucho. I like them both.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's funny. Carl Marx. Yeah. You know Groucho Marx.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And I know Karl Marx as well.
And you know Karl Marx too.
He's been busy just around the corner for so many years.
Carl and Groucho.
I like them both.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's another one. So my girlfriend's mom has this expression when somebody is being like really sort of sanctimonious or thinking that they're really important.
Yeah.
The expression is "get off the cross. We need the wood."
Oh, that's a good one.
That's got to make it into a song one of these days. So we'll record this interview and then by the time the next record comes out,
you can put something in with, because that's something we talk about a lot, is cross media thing. You know, like working with the internet and television and radio and across all these medias, and you could do a joke with cross media and Jesus as well, because he was a cross media thing.
That'll be the logo.
Yeah. See. So we've already written parts of the next Arcade's album.
We'll give you 20%.
Thank you, Max.
You're
Mike
in the room.
Max and Mike, I'll see you later on with the Augustines. I hope they're coming right now so we can talk to them a little bit more. Thank you for visiting us for this really short interview, and I hope I'll see you again pretty soon. Maybe in spring you'll play us a few songs again.
I think February is what we're looking at.
See you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.